Hello, welcome back to the Heroes Direct podcast. It's the 10th episode somehow, and I think today we're going to cover Crisis on Earth X, the latest Arrowverse crossover on the CW.
I mean, straight out of the gate, I was quite impressed, surprisingly.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose I should kind of clarify that I stopped watching Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow, either earlier this year or like late last year, because I got sick of all the melodrama behind it, to be honest with you.
I kind of followed it not as avidly after the Prometheus arc in Arrow last
right.
year.
Yeah.
It just got very repetitive and annoying, to be honest. It was another Archer. It was another guy who you didn't know who he was, that was inevitably going to be tied to Oliver in some way.
Yeah.
It got boring. I kind of started following it again this year, again, half-heartedly, but slowly coming round. Flash, not convinced.
Nope. Not my Flash.
Not my Flash. But with Crisis on Earth X, I was surprisingly entertained.
Yeah, I think early on it kind of did well, got all the exposition out straight away. It was like, right, here's what's happened. Supergirl is no longer with Mon-El. Alex has broken up with Maggie, blah, blah, blah. It just kind of explained everything, got me into the loop, and then I was like, right, okay, what the hell is going to happen? I knew it was Nazi-related. So
yeah.
Instantly I was like, oh, God, what the fuck's going to happen here? But I don't think they painted the Nazis in a good light at all, which is a good thing, obviously. So I think they handled it with enough care to pull it off.
I think there was enough character development between the Nazi versions of these heroes.
Yeah.
In a manner that sort of not made you care about them, but it made you understand a little bit without fully being invested. Because yeah. Obviously, you know, nobody really wants to be invested in a Nazi.
Yeah.
common sense, really. But, you know, the whole relationship between the, spoilers, Nazi version of Oliver and the Nazi version of Kara, a.k.a.
Yeah.
Supergirl, a.k.a. Overgirl, I actually was quite surprised by. I thought those two characters we don't really see interact that much
yeah.
on the show, or on either show, rather. And I thought it was a nice twist.
Yeah, you're definitely like the Earth One and whatever Earth Supergirl's from, I don't know. And their versions of the characters, the typical versions, you could never kind of picture them together. But
no.
but it worked, I think.
Yeah.
From Earth X, the Earth
I think
X
because it was because they were evil. I think that is exactly why.
Yeah.
Their sort of mentality was very similar. Their attitudes towards, you know, saving this version of Kara. And, you know, again, spoilers, wanting to obtain the heart of our Kara, or whatever Earth she's from.
Yeah.
It just made for it more interesting viewing than the stereotypical, it's an alien.
Yeah. The thing is, though, it's like, you know full well Supergirl isn't going to die. So the real question you're looking to be answered is, how are they going to save her? Not like, are they going to save her? Which obviously kind of lowers the stakes a bit, but that's
it
the same.
It kind of undercuts slightly.
It's the same as anything. It's like if you watch Captain America, like you know, like he's going to survive because he's in the next Avengers, blah blah blah. It goes on like that.
Yeah.
So you accept that immediately, then you go into it thinking, right, what like cool moments are they going to include? Like you look at it like a comic book, as opposed to like a movie with real stakes and stuff like that. Even though, to be honest, it felt like a 4-hour movie.
It definitely had more of a cinematic feel to it than the TV shows had before.
Yeah.
I think that was largely down to the fact that they didn't say, right, this is Arrow, so we're going to focus on the Arrow characters.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Supergirl now, we're best focus on them. Whereas in the crossover last year, it was very much that.
Yeah.
Even so much that the crossover only actually affected the very, very ending of Supergirl.
Yeah.
So I think it was largely down to that. They just thought, you know, here's a story across the four shows, but it's not restricted to that show.
Yeah, I think they established that early on as well with like the opening cards all showed Crisis on Earth X instead of like the show that you were watching.
Exactly.
So it felt like you were watching four episodes of Earth X as opposed to an episode of Arrow, episode of Flash, and so on. They did well from establishing that early on, going, right, what you're watching is highly kind of self-contained, though it will have ramifications in the individual shows going forward. Obviously, with like the death of Stein, I'm putting that out there. That's a big spoiler, but yeah, he dies. And then I think I saw a news article earlier today about Jax leaving the show as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so no more Firestorm at all, unless they're gonna. I don't know how they're gonna play it.
I have a theory.
There'll be some bullshit logic, but to do with Ronnie.
Basically, I think they're gonna get Ronnie, the baby, baby
Oh,
Stein,
God.
baby Stein.
Yeah.
You're gonna get baby Stein from the future, pluck him out, and be like, "Hey, you're the new Firestorm." There we go.
But the need to like replicate like the Firestorm Matrix and stuff like to do it, wouldn't they?
They would.
And
Which,
I
let's
feel
be
like,
honest, it's a superhero show. They'll do it within
yeah.
5 minutes.
Yeah. But like they always kind of that hero like draws the short straw in like episodes of Legends from when I watched it, because it's like, right, we can't really do the CGI because he flies and he's on fire and shit. So let's just isolate him somehow, get rid of his powers, whatever it is. So I mean, if feel for me, it's just like they're gonna get rid of him and replace him with another hero. Which if they're gonna do that with Constantine, then yeah,
Oh,
okay.
I'm so
Let's have
down for
it.
that. I'm so down for
I'm kind of tempted to watch Legends again now. I've been reading and looking online, and apparently it's been like the most fun show,
that.
which it should be.
I've been enjoying it a lot more than I have Arrow and Flash,
Yeah.
just because it allows the characters to actually have a bit of fun. And I don't know about you, but I am sick of this whole gritty reboot culture that we're in. If I want to see these comic book characters have fun, I want it to be light. I do want jokes every now and then.
Yeah,
And
that's why I don't watch
Legends
them.
plays into that, quite heavily. And if bringing Constantine on it, I mean, that just adds an entirely new dynamic that could be fantastic.
Yeah.
Just his whole roguish nature, seeing him clash with Sarah Lance, just one example of something I would, I'd kill to see that. It'd be so good.
Yeah, it would.
So.
It's just, I think he's rather well suited because he's so different to everyone else, he fits in. If that makes sense, because that's the whole thing. Nobody's too similar to another character, which is why it works. If it was like the Flash family, then it's like, right, it's a completely different dynamic. That's a completely different story as it is. But I mean, like, it would be very different, and it'd probably be a bit samey. But I guess actually jumping into the event, I think it did well on delivering amazing moments. Like the story is solid enough. It's nothing groundbreaking. It's like evil versions of the characters. We see that in every Marvel movie. But like,
We see that in most bloody CW shows, to be honest. But
exactly. Yeah. So,
this was slightly different, and I enjoyed it.
yeah. And despite it, well, I was gonna say despite it not really being bad, but then I thought, Felicity, she did my flipping head in. Oh God, like.
I think Felicity has the capability to be a great character. She's one of the reasons that I started, well, not started watching Arrow, but fell in love with Arrow in the first place. Because she had this, she was a cool character. She kind of had her own dynamic, and then they brought in the Elicity thing, and for a little while that was fine. But my days, was she terrible in Crisis?
Is it
Oh my
he
God!
Oliver wants to marry her. She's like, no, I don't want to marry her. Respect it. And then by the end, she's like, yeah, fuck it, let's get married. It's like, what is this
In
bullshit?
the middle of Barry and Iris getting married
Yeah,
as
it's like,
well,
let's make it about us.
which in all fairness, that whole marriage thing for those two has been going on for ages. So fair, they're paying off that plot. It's an important
Yeah.
moment for those two characters. Oh wait, let's just undercut it and have Felicity make a fucking quick fire decision. It just felt A, disservice to the character, B, disservice to all the other characters, C, disservice to your fans, to be honest. By trying to pander to them too much, I just
That's my only like main that's my only real criticism of the show, I think. I think things there's quite a few Easter eggs in there which are really cool. I think the way Atom's introduced, so like the scalpel's just about to cut into Kara's skin
Yeah, that was cool.
but then they can't make it happen, and then there's a little atom there, and the way like they size him up so he squats that guy. I can't
Yeah.
remember who he squats now, but he squats someone with like a big hand, and it's cool. It's just a shame they don't have the budget to do that with visual effects more often, because his character could be a lot better than what he is.
Yeah, I mean, moments like that sort of sell the Atom perfectly.
Yeah.
Because it's all well, well and good having him in the suit and flying about every so often, whatever, but it's the size aspect is the key component of his character, and they don't, obviously, because, like, say, the budget, they don't utilize it enough. That moment with the scalpel, I thought was a really good use of tension as well,
Yeah.
because you do think the car is going to get stabbed. Like, the scalpel is so close to a chest, you're like, well, shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do know what they're doing. It's just a shame they can't do that across the rest of their shows.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm trying to think of more good moments, really. But
I
like,
did like the final fight between Oliver
oh God.
and Nazi Oliver, actually.
Yeah,
It
it was.
felt slightly Winter Soldier-esque.
Yeah.
So the scene underneath the highway or the motorway, whichever one you want to call it, in the Winter Soldier, where they were on top of the car and they were fighting. That was just really cool. It was a cool moment between Oliver and himself.
Yeah, the fight scenes were really well executed. Even like the wedding brawl at the beginning and stuff, where like
I did like
Alex and
that.
Sarah, they ripped the dresses to get more mobility to kick more ass. I was like, oh yes. And their whole kind of little internal arc was quite cool as well.
Do
They
you
sleep
know?
together, but it's
Yeah.
not necessarily the right time. But they're not treated any different than what like, Oliver would be sleeping with someone else.
Yeah.
But and then also they did a really good job with the Ray and Citizen Cold as well, and their relationship.
Yeah, it's a shame they couldn't do as good a job as on the Ray's helmet, because that just
Fucking
annoyed the
hell.
shit out of me. That
Yeah.
relationship was cool. Cool take on the characters. What the fuck was his costume? Jesus
I don't know.
Christ.
I saw some concept art for the live action version of him, and he had the proper helmet, and I was like, it don't look great, but it looks better. Like at least let it connect at the bottom. It's
Yeah, on
got a
the
bit,
chin.
yeah. It just looks like it's been plonked on and gone. Yeah, that'll do.
I was not keen.
And his visual effects weren't great either.
No, he just glowed a bit.
Yeah, and that was it. But I mean, he had a cool enough introduction into the Arrowverse, I
Yeah.
think. I'm not gonna watch his animated show.
Probably not.
I watched The Vixen, and that was cool, but it's something about a 6-minute episode that just leaves you feeling like you've just been cheated. It's like, right, I've got into this story. I'll wait next week, and then you can watch another 6 minutes of it. It's like, nah, it's not worth it.
It's not
I'm not.
enough.
Nobody's that excited for 6 minutes.
No.
No. They can keep bringing it back into the live action stuff, and I'll be fine with it, but not
Yeah.
the animated stuff.
As long as they update his bloody costume. But, I mean, the relationship between him and Captain Cold, I thought was an interesting twist, especially on Captain Cold's behalf. Because he has always been slightly flamboyant, and they played into that. I liked it. Especially the change to his costume, that was cool. With the proper glasses.
Yeah, it's the most accurate it's been, isn't it?
But going back to the Sarah and Alex moment, what I
Sorry, yeah.
liked was that it was a bisexual story without over sexualizing it. It was just treated as a normal
Yeah.
relationship arc. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, look, it's two girls sleeping together in a creepy, lecherous kind of way. I think TV doesn't do that enough.
Yeah.
Treat it as normal, but I mean,
Because it
fair
is
play.
normal,
Exactly.
especially now these days, everything's being accepted as it should be.
Yeah.
So TVs and movies should be able to kind of reflect that as well. So it was really cool to see how they handled the characters. I think they handled like their gay characters better than did their straight characters. When
it's
you
done a
consider
complete
the, like
180.
the whole like dramatic wedding sequences, it was like, yeah,
Yeah.
I actually prefer the gay characters here. It's like, this is great. Like, finally, they're doing it properly. They're committing to it. So that's really cool.
But in terms of it ending, what do you think? What do you think the next crossover is going to be? Do you know what I
Jesus.
mean? Because to me, if they've done a Crisis storyline,
Yeah.
Crisis to me screams Crisis on Infinite Earths.
I can see them doing that, but I think. So what they're doing on Supergirl at the moment, they're introducing the Legion, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they introduced JSA in Legends
mm-hmm.
in season two. Was it season two?
Yeah.
And I think they're introducing all these like amazing superhero teams and amazing heroes, and they're not really doing anything with them. So it'd be nice to bring everyone who's been previously introduced and bring them back into the fold somehow. I don't know how the storyline would go, and I think balancing 50 characters would be a huge ask. But I mean, they can't get away with doing too much in terms of the effects. We already know that's like a real like restraint on what they can do.
Yeah.
And there's too many Earths as it is. It's like, oh, it was 52 Earths. Oh, we're going to create another one just for this story.
Well, again, you know, maybe some way of combining all of them somehow would be interesting.
I think it's about time Kara found a way into like the main Arrowverse universe.
Yeah.
Fold, whatever you want. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what Earth she's on, but
I feel like it's Earth, like, no, it's not Earth 3.
31, 13, around there. I've got a 3 in my head.
I was thinking the exact same, there's a 3 somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Not Earth 1, we know that much.
Yeah, and she should be.
Bring her into Earth 1.
But then there's the whole Superman question.
Exactly,
do you bring Superman along with it? Because obviously, do you know what I mean? I feel like they should bring Tyler Hoechlin. I don't know how you pronounce his name.
I'll let you have
that. I think they need to bring him on board more, to be honest.
I think I was going to say his portrayal, but the way the writers kind of put this character together felt more like Superman than anything that's been done in the DCEU, even after Justice League.
I completely agree.
So I really want to see more of his dynamic with
Even
Kara.
If it's on Legends.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a good shout.
Swap some of the roster out.
That's a good show.
Put him on Legends. That'd be a really cool dynamic to see.
Mm. And then introduce his friend Bruce.
Who?
Bruce.
I don't know who you mean, mate.
Bruce
Sorry.
Wayne!
Ayo.
Come on. I need a Batman now. I don't know. Just give me a proper Batman. None of that Gotham shit.
Or even give me, you know, Titans. Oh, wait. That's coming out very
soon.
There
we go. Is that supposed to be part of the universe? I don't think it is.
I'm not sure. I think it'd be stupid not to.
I think the casting for Roy Harper at the moment, which suggests it's a different universe.
That disappoints me.
Yeah. There's some potential there, and I think they should be able to work that out, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they can bring Kara in from another Earth, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Earth 54. That's where the Titans are. Let's just merge everything together.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah. Going back to your question, I kind of think just reusing some of these like iconic like Silver Age heroes would be really cool. Yeah. I want to see more Owlman, stuff like
so
that.
Do
you know what I mean? He was in it for barely any time at all. He got killed off
very quickly.
Yeah, they could just go back in time. It's the Legends.
Yeah, so. Just pluck him out of time. It's fine.
Yeah. What do you think? You think Crisis?
I think they should do some sort of Infinite Earth adaptation, to be honest. I don't know if they'd ever do Anti-Monitor because of the scale of that character. But, you know, we've seen, you know, pretty big characters in terms of the Arrowverse be huge threats.
Yeah.
There's no reason to say that, you know, Eobard Thorne couldn't be that threat. Somebody like that in place of the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I don't know, really. I think they need to do something that fans are immediately going to recognise.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just becomes a gimmick.
Well, the thing is, I don't think they could do anything smaller in terms of scale now.
No.
Because they've done the Dominators. They've done Earth-X. It's like, right, oh, I know, let's do something really small. No, it's not going to work. I'm going to feel really underwhelmed now. Like,
exactly.
You have to keep topping it. So, for me, cancel one of your shows and use all the budget from that on this fucking
Very
crossover.
Good shout. Very good shout.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I don't
care. Give it a year off.
Yeah. Yeah,
Game
just a bit of a break.
You know, they took a year off of one of their entire storylines.
Yeah, instead of, like, being like a factory and churning 23 episodes out.
Yeah.
Just let it breathe.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Rating.
Yeah.
Go enjoyment. Go pure enjoyment.
From zero, no, from Justice League to 10.
Oh, God.
I'd go for like an 8.
Yeah, I'd probably say about the same.
I definitely preferred it to Justice League, but in terms of overall, I would say 8 out of 10 being serious.
I'd say 8 out of 10 as well. Yeah. It was a far cry away from Justice League. Oh, dear Lord.
In a good way.
It was fucking Oh, God, don't get me started. Anyway, it was a good, yeah, good solid 8 out of 10. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing all these characters together. I thought the moment at the end where they're all walking in their costumes, yes,
Really cool.
that was a
It was
moment that fans have
just
waited a long time to see.
a photo opportunity, wasn't it, really?
It
But it
was,
worked.
but it worked like a splash page in a comic. It worked.
Felt
I
it.
was impressed.
Right. Well, thank you for listening. We're actually going to release this episode alongside our Punisher episode.
Oh,
So we're
stay
looking
tuned.
I'm looking forward to getting to that. In the meantime, just go and listen to our half an hour podcast on Justice League if you want to hear more DC related talk, I suppose.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, thank you
All
for
right.
listening.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.